This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast, a commitment episode. We've been looking forward to getting this first one going and see if we can get some momentum going. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling, and the first commitment for Scott Satterfield and his staff in the class of 22 is on board as Caleb Johnson, the dual threat quarterback, number 11 ranked dual threat quarterback in the class of 22 by the 247 composite. And Jody, this is one a lot of people have been wanting to know, when will that first commitment hit? And well, here it is on a Saturday afternoon. Louisville gets a quarterback to get things started.
Yeah, and they get the quarterback that Pete Thomas really, really liked. Look, it's no coincidence that this kid was the first offer for Louisville in this class from Pete Thomas when he was elevated. I was trying to look up when he was hired. He was hired, it was made official. He was hired on January 22nd. It was made official around a week later. And he offered Caleb Johnson on the 29th of January. So literally within the first week of being on the job, he had offered him a scholarship. And, you know, the thing of it is, I think they could have got that. The other part of this equation is Caleb Johnson wants to be at Louisville.
Yeah.
He wants to be here. He was going to commit to Louisville back on February the 20th and had to take care of, the staff wanted to see him do some things, you know, in the classroom and make sure they built a better relationship with him and see some more tape and workouts and that kind of stuff. Everything checked out and, they stayed in contact. He came back around to him and said, I really want to be there. And man, I think that's a good, it's a good thing for them to be able to pick him up at this point.
Yeah. And again, from Pinson, Alabama, Clay Chalkville, dual threat quarterback, Caleb Johnson, who we're speaking of, number 600 nationally in the composite. Again, as I mentioned earlier, number 11 dual threat quarterback in the country, number 22 overall prospect in the state of Alabama. And Jody, I like the fact that you brought up Pete Thomas, because I remember when we talked to him, shortly after it became official, doing one of the many Zoom interviews that we've done, Pete Thomas is a guy that's been with Scott Satterfield for quite a while. And this is now an opportunity for him to kind of take over the quarterback reins. And one of the things he told us is that he has a pretty good understanding of what Coach Satterfield wants. And you would expect that from a guy that's worked closely with him as a grad assistant throughout the last few years. So like Pete said, he goes, I know what Satterfield wants from his quarterbacks. So to have this kid be the first one that Pete Thomas offers is a very valid point. And I also like you brought up a kid that wanted to commit to Louisville. The staff wanted to see a little bit more. And when you have a kid that wants to commit, is told to hang on, prove us a little bit more and does that, and then gets the opportunity to commit, a couple months later, I think that speaks volumes, of his work ethic, his character. And as we've heard from Scott Satterfield and the staff, those are some of the qualities they really look at when they're recruiting.
I know how everybody is, and not to scare people here, but he's a kid that in the end, I think they'll have to fight some other schools to keep him when it comes around to December. Because here's the thing. He's been a high school quarterback since the eighth grade. He played freshman ball and JV ball when he was in the eighth grade. He's been a quarterback all of his life. He continues to get better. This past season was the first time that anybody saw him as a varsity quarterback. I think the first year he was behind a guy that went and that signed with Tennessee Tech, maybe. And I'm not for sure where the guy was. That was just a freshman. Same thing as a sophomore behind another senior who went and signed a scholarship. So he's been behind a couple of guys who have signed scholarships. And Michael, when you do that, it's tough. It keeps things, it keeps your offers down. It keeps your, it keeps everything to a minimum as far as recruiting goes. And so I'm excited to see. I know other schools are going to come see him. He's ranked, you know, he's not a highly ranked kid per se, but he's ranked high enough that he's going to show some, there's going to be some interest from others. And I think that's what you want. The good thing is that, that we have seen with Louisville, the relationships that they build really, really do help. You know, these coaches, not just Pete Thomas are texting him, but all the offensive coaches and are texting him. And, you know, Pete Thomas mentioned in that interview that we did with him that, you know, he recruited some, you know, what he could do with when he was the QC for the offensive line for Dwayne Ledford. It wasn't a ton, but he could do a lot. And again, I think we're seeing right away it's a benefit for him.
Yeah, some of the – you mentioned offers, some of his other ones, South Florida, Virginia Tech, Florida Atlantic, Kansas, Middle Tennessee, San Diego State, Southern Miss, Toledo, and then a number of other Power Five schools that have been, you know, putting their feelers out and kind of keeping tabs on him. So I think you're right. That's somebody where he's at right now is a guy that I think is going to continue to rise, you know, in the rankings. Last year as a junior, he threw for almost 2,500 yards, 2,476 yards and 25 touchdowns to help a team go 11-2. So obviously knows how to win, you know, and is an effective leader of the offense. So really like this first commitment. And it's one that, as you mentioned, isn't, you know, a big, you know, 247 top 247 guy, but it's one that they targeted early, one that seemingly fits both the character traits as well as the skill traits that the staff looks for, and one that they can now start building a class around, you know, and that's kind of like, you know, the quarterback of the recruiting class. He kind of gets to start building relationships as additional commitments start to come on board for 2022.
Yeah, look, over 3,000 total yards, 31 touchdowns last year. He's a kid that can do it with, you know, not just his arm, but with his legs. You know, Alabama's been very good to Louisville as far as quarterback recruiting is concerned. And I just think that this is another one. And it's a nice one to have off of the board. You know, Louisville will continue to recruit a couple other guys at quarterback, I think, just because, like I said, you never know what's going to happen. But I do think that – I think that Pete Thomas – got the guy he wanted, you know, right off of the bat. And I'll, like I said, I'll be interested to see, because I know that Braden Locke kid from Rockwall, Texas, and the Connor Harrell kid from Alabama as well, they've made some inroads with both of those guys and really feel pretty good about where they were. But when you take a kid, when you get an opportunity to take a kid that you do want, and you get the opportunity for a second time, after he has, you know, kind of shown you the first time that, that, okay, you wanted to see this and I showed you this. Now, you know, where's the love that I get? I think you got to take this commit. You know, you have to take the commitment and you've got to be really, really happy about it.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously the work continues. You got to be able to hang on to him, because as you mentioned, schools will certainly continue to watch Caleb Johnson throughout his senior year. And I'm sure some more offers will certainly come his way to tempt him away. But again, you like the fact that he wanted to commit early, was asked to kind of prove yourself a little bit in multiple different ways, and was willing and wanted to do that and came back to the program that he wanted to commit to in the first place. So again, I think that certainly has helped build a relationship that might be difficult to duplicate with some other schools that come in late.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And, you know, he's the kind of kid, the relationship does matter, you know, to him. And it's a good thing for them to have that relationship. And it's a good thing for him. He showed them a lot, I think, by he had his commitment set for his birthday on February 20th. He really wanted to do that. I think he showed the staff a lot by saying, you know what, keep recruiting me. I want to prove that I'm. I want to prove that I'm here. Keep recruiting me, and he did, and they did, and it's been good.
Yeah, and you know, and that should, you know, speak volumes about what you can expect to see him on the field. You know, we always hear about guys, hey, if you're doubting me, I'm going to prove the doubters wrong. And this certainly seems like Caleb Johnson certainly seems like the kind of guy that's going to do that.
Yeah. I'm happy. This is good for Pete Thomas as well.
Yeah, it is.
He really, as a young coach with a bright future, when you get off to a start. Now, Caleb Thomas has to come to Louisville and he has to actually produce and be good. So there's no question about that. But the initial part of recruiting is so difficult to kind of get going and to get off on the right foot. And that really gets him off on the right foot.
And the Louisville recruiting class is now off on the right foot as well. And we'll should be having some more of these commitment episodes in the weeks ahead. So plenty to get excited for here at Cardinal Authority.
No doubt about it. Caleb Johnston, the first commitment on the board for Louisville, Pinson, Alabama, Clay Chalkville High School. He is on the board for Louisville, a quarterback, the first commitment of the 2022 class. Keep clicking cardinalauthority.com for all the latest. We've got a breakdown. We have a commitment story, a breakdown of the commitment, and a look at kind of analyzing the position in that. And we also have a deep dive evaluation from one of our experts into Caleb Johnson's stats and his game. So look for all that at cardinalauthority.com. This has been a special commitment edition of the CardsCast. We'll see you soon.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.